The following program has been furnished and paid for by Ask the Expert Show. KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Ask the Expert Show with local experts in the field of health, legal, financial, and home improvement. Now, here's your host, Gary Knight.
Hello, everybody. The aforementioned, that's me, Gary Knight, and Ask the Experts. Another expert coming up. First off, I want to take this opportunity to wish your family well during these difficult times. That goes for our next guest, Attorney John Moody of the Moody Law Group. We're here, or you're here, to talk about COVID-19, this coronavirus, and how it's impacting commercial real estate. That's right. First, how are you doing?
Thanks, Gary. I'm doing pretty well. You know, I think I'm very blessed to have a great support system. You know, my wife, Rachel, and my kids and my team at work, plus, you know, my parents and clients and everybody have been very supportive through this. And I can tell you when this first kind of happened, you know, several weeks ago, it was, I think for a lot of us, including myself, it was really scary and kind of paralyzing, kind of trying to figure out which way to go, you know. And there was just so much, and I think still is, so much negative news and you know, difficult information coming at all of us right now. And, you know, I just think for me, just trying to, you know, I think about a week ago, I stopped watching the news and stopped, you know, trying to pay so much attention to the negative information and really started trying to focus on, well, what can I do to help myself, my clients, and everybody try to deal with so many of these issues that are coming at us.
You know, they're saying like 45 or 50% of the people that were, I guess they took polls on them, and they said mental health problems with their
mind. Yeah. I mean, I can tell you, I think for so many of us, it's just, you know, how do you, what are we going to do? And I think for me, just, you know, some of the things that have helped me is just, you know, I think exercising, walking every day, you know, trying to listen to some positive things. I've kind of picked up the habit of listening to some positive podcasts. And, you know, I'll tell you, I just, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I'll write down three or four things that, you know, I know I can get done during the day. And I think just, it's just been helpful because it just makes me feel a lot more productive, you know, to try to get through this.
Yeah, it's good to get outside, too, if you can, and walk around, and don't let this thing bother you too much. I know it's hard to say that, but how is the lockdown order impacting your business? What's the deal on that?
Well, you know, I think for us, you know, as lawyers, you know, we've had, you know, I think the negative impact has been, you know, a lot of the projects we were working on kind of got dropped. You know, a lot of the deals that our clients had kind of in the pipeline, you know, they just dropped because the underwriting for so many commercial real estate deals, whether it's an office deal or a retail deal or you name it. You know, it's hard. There's so much uncertainty over, you know, how this is going to play out, that I think a lot of the stuff, that the contracts that were signed before this virus hit, most of them people just dropped. And so, you know, that was a major impact. I think, you know, we at Moody Law Group, we've got great technology. We've got cloud-based technology that we've had for a long time. And so really the work of being a lawyer is the same, you know, whether you're doing it from the office or from your house. I think what really, you know, one of the things that I realized pretty quickly is, you know, as a team, you know, as a team at the office, you know, we collaborate so much, you know, in the office and kind of being remote in different spots, kind of spread out. I think that's been one of the biggest things to try to collaborate on, you know, how to figure out how to replicate that collaboration. So, and, you know, we've just kind of had to do it through technology.
Is there any tips you can tell us about for working remotely?
Yeah, well, you know, I think if you're a small business and you don't have cloud-based systems, I think that's really one of the keys to working remotely. You know, we've been on Microsoft 365 for, you know, over a decade, and it's a great platform, and it's worked very well for us. I think right now what has been really helpful, and, you know, like my kids are using it at their school, the video conferencing.
Oh yeah,
Zoom, and we use Microsoft Teams at the office. It's just a great way to connect with people, and especially, you know, internal teams and with clients. It's not exactly the same as having a face-to-face meeting, but it's much more impactful than having a phone call, and certainly much more impactful than just email. I would tell you, and the cost of that has come down so far, and so I would tell you that's been key. And you know, I think really remotely, it's the keys that I would tell people is you know, you got to have the right technology, communication platforms. I would tell you, get video conferencing, it's great. And then just, you know, you got to block your time, you know, especially when you're at the house and the kids are around and, mm-hmm. and you got a lot of stuff going on at the house that's really outside of your control is, you know, I block time for work. I block time for breaks. You know, I block time for lunch with my family and just really try to stick to a schedule.
We're talking with Attorney John Moody of the Moody Law Group. You can reach the Moody Law Group at 713-773-5526. That's 713-773-5526. How about these lockdown orders impacting the real estate business? Can you tell me more about them?
Yeah, well, holy smokes, that's a big question, and it's the answer is it's had a massive impact.
Yeah.
You know, it is really created a lot of immediate challenges. You know, you look at kind of the frontline businesses, you know, especially the retailers and the restaurants and the hotel, the entertainment businesses. All these guys on the front line are you know, many of them now are just in crisis mode and just trying to figure out, you know, how to survive.
Yeah.
And you know, I think you know, even the ones that, you know, like that some of the restaurants are allowed to do that are, you know, kind of shifted to a takeout delivery mode. I think, you know, yes, they're able to have some business, but it's for the most part, you know, most of these guys aren't operating the same volume that they've been operating in the past. And so, you know, what you're seeing, particularly on the retail shopping center side, is just a lot of tenants either electing to not pay rent, and many of them just are unable to pay rent. And, you know, that sets off issues with the landlords and the property owners and you know, being able to service their debt and being able to take care of the shopping centers. And so you're seeing, you know, lots of tenant issues and obviously a lot of problems with debt right now. And you know, the relief package that Congress passed, I think that's going to be great help to a lot of folks. It's not in place. You know, nobody has the money yet. And so the money has not been flowing, and that's just been had a major impact on commercial real estate.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Now, are you seeing any more problems, a lot more problems? I know there is. Everything is shutting down quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty widespread. And you know, I tell you, from, you know, like we talked about the you know, cash flow for businesses, cash flow for landlords, debt service issues. And really, I mean, I think what we're also seeing is this, because we have so much uncertainty with kind of the timeline of this, the shutdown that we're in, it's really, you know, it really kind of calls into question, you know, what is the ultimate value of some of these real estate, you know, if, you know, especially commercial real estate products. They are valued by their cash flow, by their rent. And if tenants aren't paying rent, and if landlords are having to modify their lease portfolio, it really kind of undermines the value of the underlying real estate assets. And so whenever you have this much uncertainty, it really makes it hard to, you know, to do new deals. And so I would tell you a lot of the transactions, like I talked about, most of the stuff my team was working on before this virus hit and really the lockdowns went into place, you know, those deals are just gone. And I think it's going to be a while before We really have a robust, buying and selling of assets again.
How about banks? Is it a little tight now as far as lending, you think, or it's getting to that point?
You know, I would tell you it's different. And I would say my experience is so much stuff just stopped, before the lockdown. I do have some deals that are going to close this week coming up that were in the pipeline before. They're very simple, kind of single tenant asset deals, and I think the underwriting are still pretty clear, and I think those will happen. And I think what's happening right now, Gary, is with this SBA loan program the government has rolled out. You know, there's so much attention going into processing those loan applications and trying to get money out to the folks that really, really need it. And a lot of this SBA stuff is going through the banks. And so I think you'll see a lot of attention to these relief packages for sure.
On those SBA programs, how does someone apply for these programs?
Well, I think the big package, the SBA, this payroll protection program that they've rolled out, that I think they started accepting applications on Friday this past week. They're offering it through kind of participating banks. And there are other programs that you can look at on the SBA website, and it's sba.gov.
Okay.
And I would tell you, if you're a small business, and you're looking at these relief packages, the payroll protection program is probably one that you'd want to look at, because some of the loan is going to be forgiven if you use it for paying your payroll, and you can use it for rent and a couple other expenses. But I would recommend talk to your banker and look at the SBA.gov website, do your research, because there's a lot of good programs out there through the government.
We're talking about COVID-19, the effect it has, the coronavirus, how it's impacting commercial real estate. We shall return to John Moody with the Moody Law Group when we return to Ask the Experts on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Don't go away.
Moody Law Group delivers business-minded legal advice to commercial real estate clients. Their clients include developers, owners, small businesses, public companies, investors, and private equity funds. No matter your size, their goal is to help you get your real estate deal done, well-planned, on time, and on budget. Moody Law Group is focused around helping clients to develop, buy, sell, lease, and finance commercial real estate projects. If you need legal assistance on your next commercial real estate project, please contact the Moody Law Group today at 713-773-5526. That's 713-773-5526.
Thanks for listening to AM 700 KSEB, the voice of Texas. It's Ask the Experts. We're with attorney John Moody, and today we're talking about COVID-19. The coronavirus and how it's impacting commercial real estate. The other source, John, of potential help you mentioned is insurance. How do you know if insurance policies can help?
Well, I'm not. I'll confess, I'm certainly not an expert in insurance, but I can say that looking at all the articles and guidance that I've been reading is. Including myself, as I would say, talk to your insurance agent and look through your policies and just see what kind of coverage you have, because you may have something in your policies that might cover some of the losses during this time. Whether or not you've had to, go in and do a deep clean and disinfect your premises because you had an infection. May or may not be covered. There's so many different insurance products and different business interruption and stuff. You ought to at least look and check and see if there's any type of relief or assistance you can get from your insurance policy.
I was taking a little statistical report here. I forgot to ask you, I hope you and your family is doing well. Now, the people that work with you, most of you are at home, or do you come into work, and does anybody have the touch of that bug?
Well, thanks for asking. You know, thankfully, everyone on my team and my family so far has remained healthy through all this. We are we're working remotely from home for the most part, and you know, I've gone to the office a couple of times to pick up FedEx notices and get tenant notices and legal notices out and those types of things. But for the most part, we're all working remotely and just staying in touch through video conferencing and kind of what we discussed before.
Very good. Glad to hear that. Many tenants elected to not pay, well, not a lot of people not paying rent for the month of April, and they've already overdue, especially tenants. What's happening in the commercial real estate business?
Yeah, well, we talked about that a little bit.
Yeah,
and,
we touched
on
it.
You're just seeing, you know, a lot of tenants either, you know, unable to pay rent or electing not to pay rent. A lot of tenants, you know, asking landlords for assistance. You know, some claiming they have the legal right not to pay, and you know, it's just like we talked about. It kind of has it has consequences because it impacts the landlord's ability to pay their loans. It impacts the overall value of commercial real estate, and you know, I think it just creates instability and insecurity around the market.
I mean, if you're a landlord, what's the options with your tenants? What have you seen or heard?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, we're spending a lot of time, you know, with landlords and tenants right now, kind of everybody on my team working on kind of short-term solutions, you know, and really, you know, if you're a landlord, you can put the tenant in default. You can try to restructure the lease. You can come up with a rent deferment agreement and a kind of a schedule to pay it back. But I would tell you most of the people I'm working with are really trying to find solutions that work for the tenant and work for the landlord. And you know, it's really just restructuring some of these obligations, giving the tenant some short-term relief. And, you know, really the goal is to get through this and get everybody open and operating again, because that's really the key for making it work for everybody.
You were talking, and just now we're talking about the landlords and the tenants, apartment living. I guess we can move over into the homes too. You've got the bank, and some of them are not going to make their mortgage payment probably this month, or maybe for the next couple of months. Is there going to be lax there from the bank saying, oh yeah, we'll let you go 2 or 3 months, and then you pay what you can?
Well, you know, I think really kind of the universal message that I would, you know, try to give to people is, you know, don't assume that you're going to get help. Don't assume that you know, not paying is going to be something that's going to be forgiven. I would tell you to pick up the phone. A lot of the lenders, credit card companies, and other folks, you know, are giving you ways to request relief online. And I know some people have been frustrated because these online platforms in some instances have been overwhelmed and just aren't working, you know, up to speed. But I would tell you, don't the ostrich approach, you know, sticking your head down in the sand is usually not productive. I would tell you, pick up the phone and communicate and try to get whether it's restructuring a lease or restructuring a mortgage payment or getting some forgiveness, I would work to get that in writing. And I tell you, many of these banks and lenders have even things online applications where you can apply for assistance.
Good words of wisdom. We're talking with Attorney John Moody of the Moody Law Group. John, what's involved in, let's see, a rent deferment agreement or maybe the amendment to lease?
Well, you know, we've been, you know, my team and as well as a lot of the other real estate attorneys that I know, you know, have spent a great deal of time and effort the last couple of weeks trying to figure out how best to, you know, work out some of these short-term lease, rent relief. And, you know, I think it's, you know, for creating forms for our clients to use with these tenants, creating kind of checklists so they don't miss things. We've really just been, you know, kind of troubleshooting, looking at lease issues, helping helping clients document these things. But from a documentation standpoint, they're fairly simple documents. It's really one that covers, you know, a business deal between the landlord and the tenant to provide some short-term rent relief and how that gets paid back.
You earlier mentioned that you're seeing problems, you know, with the property owners with their loans. What are you seeing?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the big one that we just talked about is, you know, when rent's not getting paid, it impacts the ability to cover, you know, to pay the notes and the debt service. And, you know, I think the other major issue that we're seeing is a lot of these loans, particularly on, you know, shopping centers and other, you know, office buildings and commercial projects, they have financial covenants that the landlords and the property owners have to meet. You know, they have to have a certain amount of money coming in on their rent roll to cover the debt. And when you don't, it just triggers all kinds of debt service coverage ratio problems and financial covenant problems. And so, you know, I think, you know, again, this is an area where, you know, we're, you know, helping our clients. Is you can't just assume that these things are going to get waived. You can't just assume the lender is not going to think it's a problem. And, you know, I would say most people that I've spoken to, whether it's, you know, landlords, tenants, banks, lenders, other, you know, insurance companies, most of them are doing what they can to be helpful. And they're working with folks. And so, but again, you have to communicate and you have to try to come up with an agreement. So, you know, that your assets are protected during this time.
So what are some things that, and you mentioned a few earlier, we touched on them, some things that you can do about a problem with your loan. And then you say some of them get worked. I think everybody's helping. I think common sense tells you that a lot of people will try to help you. I mean, I'm in an apartment right now. I've got a few homes, but I'm in an apartment now. And I said, I'm having, you know, I just talked to the manager and said, well, yeah, we try to work it out. You know, if you can pay so much now, we just need you to make sure to everybody call us. You can't, you know, some people just don't call. And that's the worst thing you can ever do about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think, you know, like we're talking about, communication is really the key to a lot of this. And I do see a willingness. I tell you, almost everyone I've worked with the last few weeks has a willingness to come up and help. And I tell you, you know, like I said, a lot of these lenders have programs online that you can apply for, but you want to get some kind of a waiver. You know, in some cases, we're going to have to go back and really restructure the underlying loans on some of these projects. And you can get like what's called a short-term forbearance agreement, which just is kind of a temporary hold in effect on your loan until things get back on more solid footing.
We're talking with John Moody. John, yeah, we got a couple of minutes left. How are you getting real estate transactions done right now in this lockdown environment?
Well, it is challenging. You know, on top of all the issues that we talked about with all the uncertainty and stuff, I think just you've got a situation where most everybody is working remotely, and that's, you know, the buyers, the sellers, the banks, the title companies. You know, everybody's kind of in different spots, and it's just not as seamless as a, you know, certainly buying and selling assets and closing loans. It's just not as seamless as it was before. And so I would tell you, I think we all need to just build in extra time, you know, to get things done. I do have a closing, which I'm actually really excited about, happening next Thursday. And collectively, between all the attorneys and other folks working on this, we just said, look, let's make a goal to kind of have things ready to sign on Monday. Mm-hmm. Everybody will sign remotely on Tuesday, and we'll ship it to the title company with the goal of you know, the bank funding on Thursday. And, you know, before this occurred, I would tell you, you know, this is all stuff that would happen in a day. And now we're just kind of building in, you know, 3 or 4 extra days just because of the situation we're all in.
So what's the final takeaway? What do you want the people listening to know about?
Well, you know, I would say, you know, we're kind of all in this together, and you know, we all have to work with each other. And a lot of the stuff that were signed before this, you know, I think in many instances are just not going to work going forward. And I think to really get things back up and running from a commercial real estate standpoint, is we're all going to have to work through a lot of challenges. And I think if we all, you know, remain positive and with a collective, you know, mindset to work through this, I'm very confident that, you know, we'll get through it.
That's John Moody, attorney John of the Moody Law Group. John, we mentioned the telephone number, and something just came to mind with myself. Most of you are not at the office. Is this number still good to use for the people calling in?
Yes, I'm still getting my calls, for sure.
All right, 713-773-5526. John, take care.
You too. Thank you so much.
Ask the Experts. Have yourself a great weekend. We are AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Thanks again for tuning in for another Ask the Expert show right here on AM 700 KSEV.